This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Around the world, confirmed cases of COVID-19 stand at more than 9.4 million in statistics kept by Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. The hardest hit country, the United States, has more than 2.3 million infections. The number of people who have died from COVID-19 has surpassed 482,000, approximately 122,000 of them in the United States. The number of people who have recovered from COVID-19 is more than 4.7 million. In the United States, some officials are now urging residents to again stay home. That includes the southern state of Texas governor, who had loosened restrictions on business, dining, public gatherings, and tourism. Wednesday, three northeastern states that made progress beating back the pandemic, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, urged visitors arriving from U.S. hotspots to quarantine themselves. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said the advisory applied to visitors from Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, Washington, Utah, and Texas. Australia's military announced Thursday it would send 1,000 troops to Melbourne in an effort to help contain the country's only significant coronavirus outbreak over fears of a second wave. Victoria State has seen a spike in COVID-19 cases, recording almost 150 new infections over the past week as new clusters have emerged in Melbourne. While the numbers remain small compared to global tallies, the outbreak has rattled Australia, which has been rolling back restrictions after successfully curbing the virus spread. Some of the Australian Defence Force will help monitor returned international travelers being held in hotel quarantine, while others will provide logistical and medical support to COVID-19 testing facilities. This is VOA News.